Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
My daughter Rebecca, when she was a very little girl, she had this phrase that she would use when she got very excited about something. Mary and I would be sitting maybe in the living room or something, and Rebecca was in the midst of something, and all of a sudden she would come into us excited. You could see the excitement on her face. And she'd say to us, she had this gesture she would use. She'd say, "Crumb, crumb, I show you, I show you." And Mary and I would like, okay, you know, and crumb, crumb. It was this gesture too. Crumb, crumb, I show you. Come, come. And we'd go with Rebecca, and she would show us, you know, something she was involved in, and she'd be so excited about it, showing it to us. It's interesting that Rebecca didn't come into us to tell us about it. She didn't come in and say, "I want to tell you something that I'm doing," but it was more with excitement, "Crumb, crumb, I show you, I show you." We still tease about that line in our family today. I'm much better, I don't know about you, but I'm much better when you show me something. Does that make sense? My family, we were playing a board game in the past year or so. It's called Ticket to Ride. And everybody in the family seemed to know how to play it, but I hadn't played it yet. So I said, "Let me see the directions." So I'm reading the directions. And, I mean, the words make sense, but it wasn't leading me to understand how to play this game. So finally, my daughter said, "Well, just play it. We'll show you as you know. We'll show you as you play." And sure enough, I got into the game. I think I won, actually. That could be, but you know, show me. Okay. I get this. You know, show me, crumb, crumb. Show me. I show you. Hold on to that line. So I want to suggest to you that something of what we're celebrating tonight is a creative God, a holy other who created everything, who has been in relationship with creation, been in relationship with humanity throughout the centuries, who has been in relationship through the written word. Our Jewish brothers and sisters, our ancestors in faith, God entered into relationship with them through scripture, through prophets, through kings, through leaders, through the Ten Commandments, through the law, and these faithful people striving to live this life and be in relationship with this God. And if you know the story, it's, you know, two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. Sometimes it was one step forward, 20 steps back. I mean, it's the story of a people trying to be in relationship with this God, with this Holy One. Now I would like to suggest to you that what we celebrate on this Feast of Christmas, on this Feast of the Incarnation, this feast, I remember one of my seminary professors calling it God's implosion into creation. God's implosion into creation. I'd like to suggest to you that perhaps giving God almost a kind of human sense of saying, I've sent the prophets, I've sent the word, I've given you the commandments, I've given you the law. It's like God is saying to us, by sending Jesus into the world, crumb, I show you. I show you. I show you through Jesus the Christ, who takes on flesh. I show you through my Son what this life is meant to look like and what it can be. And we are the people who follow this Christ. Isn't it interesting that Jesus, as far as we know, didn't write anything, didn't necessarily give us a set of directions. There's nothing we know of the writings of Jesus. But rather, what was Jesus' life about? What is the great calling of Jesus to his followers? Follow me. Follow me. Crumb. I show you. I show you. And we who are followers of Christ have been shown what this life can look like. And even in this story that we celebrate, this great story of the birth of Christ, even in Christ's birth, we are being shown something. Jesus born in utter poverty, born in the midst of a challenging world, a challenged world. And even at his birth, shepherds come to see him. Shepherds were total outcasts. Nobody wanted to be near shepherds. They were outcasts. The wise men come eventually. These people from another land, from another place, come to this Jesus. And all throughout Jesus' life, what is his life about? It is going to the periphery. Jesus' life is about going to the poor, living among the poor. Some suggest that Jesus may have been a disciple of John the Baptist. And while John the Baptist withdrew from the world, Jesus goes into the world, to the places where no one wanted to go. Jesus reaches out to the poor. Jesus reaches out to the homeless. Jesus reaches out to those who are struggling with illness. Jesus reaches out to the immigrant. Jesus reaches out to the refugee because he and his family were refugees themselves. He knows. And he calls us. Come, I show you. I show you what this life is to be like. I show you what my Father in heaven's dream and vision is for this world. And so we are the followers of this Jesus. The Creator sent Jesus into this world to show us what it means to care. What it means to care for this world, to nurture this world, to transform this world. God, our Creator, cared for this world and sent Jesus to show what that looks like, what it looks like to care for this world around us. So we are the followers of Christ. And Jesus has shown us what this can look like. We are called to be that caring community. Here at St. Paul's, we are called to that call. And in many ways, we live that out in our life. In so many ways. We care for each other. We care for folks who are in need. We care for folks who are ill. We care for folks who've gone through difficult times in their lives. We care for one another here. It's one of the great strengths of this parish. And if you're here visiting this evening, know that. This is such a caring community. And it's in the midst of that caringness that we then go beyond ourselves to care for the world around us. We've been cared for. We then care for this world. It's what Jesus did. Jesus formed this community of followers. Come, I show you. You know, walk with me. Follow me. Let me show you what this life can look like. And from that community goes forth into the world to make a difference. And we here at St. Paul's, we live that in so many ways. We care. St. Paul's cares. We care for one another. We care for our children. We care for the newborn. We care for the youth. We care for young adults. We care for folks starting out in their lives. We care for those who've experienced many challenges in their lives. We care for those who've been around a long time, who have great wisdom to share. But we care. We care for each other and one another. And we go forth into this world to care. We care for the refugee. We've welcomed families to this country. We have a special ministry of refuge for refugees. We reach out to the immigrant. We reach out to the poor. We reach out to the homeless. We reach out to the hungry. We provide more food to urban ministries and many other organizations in this area. We're told that by urban ministries. We reach out to the migrant worker, not even an hour away from us in Newton Grove. We reach out to those in the mountains of Appalachia who have challenges living their lives, as many of our young people go forth to make a difference in their lives. There are so many ways that we care. St. Paul's cares. And we care because Jesus has shown us what that looks like and what it can look like. Are we perfect at it? No. But we strive and we walk and we live into that possibility. And so on this Christmas Eve, on this feast of the Incarnation, on this feast of God imploding into creation, imploding into our lives, let it truly transform ourselves. Let us hear the Creator saying to us, I show you through my Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, come follow me. And we're challenged to show that in our world. Friends, St. Paul's cares. Here we go ever more deeply into that call as we celebrate the birth of this wondrous one among us and renew that call and that commitment as we hear Jesus say to us, come, I show you.